Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair One, and we are ready to go for another program. Glad you're out there listening. We've got trivia. We've got offbeat news. We've got On This Day in History. We've got places to visit in Ohio. We've got it all, so I hope you can stay tuned and up until 5 o'clock for the best in talk radio here on WWGH. Want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks to those guys for supporting the broadcast. Also, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate our supporters. Want to go over our prize policy just real quickly here. Everyone is welcome to call in and answer a trivia question. We ask that you only answer a maximum of 2 trivia questions each week. You will be put in the drawing one time for the 4:55 p.m. drawing. Also, when you call, you don't have to get the question correct to be put in the drawing. You just have to answer a trivia question, right or wrong. 740-383-9944, and we've got a whole host of trivia questions. Hey, we have a special announcement. Come and see Lulu Roman, legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw. Lulu Roman is coming to WWGH Radio on Friday, June 28th, 2019. She'll be live in the studio 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then from 5 to 9 p.m., Lulu will be having a book signing for her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the Autobiography, at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion. If you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. The event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way, and you can listen live here at WWGH107.1.com or download the free TuneIn app. So that'll be something. Lulu Roman here live in studio from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 28th. And then over at Perkins for a book signing from 5 to 9 p.m. That'll be fun stuff. And then gospel groups, the Raineys and the Gary Lyons family from right here in Marion will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th, 7 p.m. at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. All right, it's time to tell you about our offbeat news and trivia, WWGH Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway. Here's what you need to do. Just call us and answer a trivia question for a chance to win 2 tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. Now, we had a $20 gift card to Ponderosa, but of course Ponderosa closed. So instead of making you drive all the way to Columbus to use it, we're going to do a $10 gift card to Applebee's and a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings to replace it. So you get 2 tickets to Kings Island, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and also we're going to throw in a gas card, by the way. and a free oil change from Waldo Tire and Automotive. We will draw a name for this on June 26th at 4:55. You can call in once every week to get your name in the drawing, by the way. So you can call in today and register for this. We'll put your name in the June 26th drawing, and you can register once every week up until that time. And then, by the way, for our smaller gift at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll be giving away a gift card to Starbucks. A $5 gift card to Starbucks is what we're giving away in our drawing for this afternoon. So let's get started with a trivia question so we can make somebody a winner. How's that sound? Sound good? Time is right now 20 minutes past the hour. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond. We are live on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's our trivia question. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. The mysterious Area 51 is part of a military base. What did many people likely mistake military test flights for? People saw objects in the sky, and what were they called? You can tell me that. Jousting was a popular sport for who? From the 11th century through the 16th century. Here comes a call in. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, I find objects.
Yes, UFOs, that's right. And this is Bob, right?
Right.
Hey, Bob, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm here. That's about it.
All right. Well, we got you put in the drawing.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. That's right. Unidentified flying objects, UFOs is what they were. All right. Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. In 1928, this famous person's image was first used on the $100 bill. In 1928, this famous person's image was first used on the $100 bill. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hello, Nate. How's it going today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great.
Good.
The Declaration of Independence, would that be John Hancock?
Yes, that's John Hancock. Yes, for sure it was. And this is my buddy Ralph, isn't it?
Yep, that's for sure.
Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. How about you, ready for this rain coming in?
Oh, I suppose my flower pots are soaked. I have to keep dumping water out of them.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. I guess I've had my fill of rain for a while.
Yeah, I guess they're talking maybe next week, even a little bit worse than this week.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what.
Have to wait and see. I hope it misses anyway.
I hope so, too. We could use some dry days for sure. It's hard to figure out when to mow the grass, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Nate, you have a good day. I don't want to tie your line up in case somebody else is trying.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, Nate. Talk to you later, bud.
Uh-huh. Bye. Yep, bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Also, wanted to ask, what year did the Empire State Building first open? What year did the Empire State Building first open? Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Was Andrew Jackson on the $100 bill?
Not Andrew Jackson.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, not Andrew Jackson. But that's a good guess, though.
Okay.
All right. Is this Judy Summers?
Yes, it is.
Judy, I'm going to put you in the drawing anyhow because you gave it a shot, okay?
Okay, I might give it another shot, too.
Okay, well, you know, if we have another one later on, you're welcome to call back, okay?
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye. All right. All righty, and, I'll ask you this one. The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? This might be a little harder one. The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. 425 is the time. It's time to pass along to you some offbeat news. An international team of artists worked together in Germany to build a 57.94-foot-tall sandcastle that broke a Guinness World Record. The artists, who included representatives from the Netherlands, Latvia, Poland, Russia, and Hungary, completed work on the sandcastle Wednesday in Binz, and it was officially measured by Guinness and dubbed the world's tallest sandcastle. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin's on the $100 bill.
Benjamin Franklin is indeed on the $100 bill. All right. Who's this, and we'll put you in the drawing?
This is Becky Thacker.
Oh, I'm sorry, Becky. You know, I never recognize your voice.
That's
I gotta practice a little bit more. Recognize your voice. All right. Well, thank you. I got you put in the drawing.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day now.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, the 58-foot sandcastle. The sculpture surpassed a 54.72-foot sandcastle that was made in Germany in 2017. The artists, who used more than 11 tons of sand to build the castle, had been working since May and used a digger and crane to arrange the sand. The castle will be on display through November the 3rd. Now this, a visitor to a Canadian museum was able to crack the combination to a safe that had been locked for 40 years on his first try. The Vermilion Heritage Museum in Alberta said the safe had once been inside the Brunswick Hotel, which closed in the 1970s, and it was brought to the museum in 1992. Museum officials said repeated attempts were made by experts to get into the safe, but despite their attempts, it had been locked tight for about 40 years before Stephen Mills and his family stopped by the museum. Mills, who has no experience cracking safes, was given permission to attempt to open the 2,000-pound metal box, and he managed it in about 30 seconds using the first number combination that popped into his head, 20, 40, 60. "I'm pretty sure my jaw dropped to the floor," Mills told the Washington Post. "I was like, oh my goodness." Museum officials said the contents of the safe were of historical interest, but of no real value. "Unfortunately, there wasn't what we thought was there," Mills told CNN. "Some papers, old checks, a waitress notepad, and a receipt from a hotel. That was it." But yes, indeed, he cracked the safe on the first try using 20, 40, 60. Pretty good deal. All right, we're coming up on a break here in just a couple of minutes here, but I want to tell you about Lulu Ruhlman one more time. She's going to be live here in studio from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Friday, July the 28th, and then she's going to be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery from 5 to 9 p.m., signing her book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Ruhlman, the autobiography. So it's going to be a good time having Lulu Ruhlman in the area. So, and this event is supported by the Quality Inn located at 227 James Way. So you can tune in and hear Lulu Ruhlman on the radio, 10:10 to 4 p.m., on June 28th, Friday, and then you can go out and meet her from 5 to 9 at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue, the Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. If you come in and buy the book, you get 10% off your meal. So there you go. Feel free to email me. I would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook. If you just search Radio Nate in the Facebook, search Radio Nate in the Facebook, and you can find me there. We'll be right back with On This Day in History. We're going to run down the events that happened on this June the 12th, and that'll be interesting. We'll be right back on WWGH.
From the Bering, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Bering, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Bering, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, and it's time to find out what happened on this day in history on this June the 12th. June 12th of 1838, the Iowa Territory was organized. 1839, Abner Doubleday created the game of baseball according to the legend. 1849, Louis Hazlitt patented a gas mask. 1897, Carl Elstner patented his penknife. The object later became known as the Swiss Army Knife. 1898, Philippine nationalists declare their independence from Spain. On this date in 1912, Lillian Russell retired from the stage and was married for the fourth time. 1918, the first airplane bombing raid by an American unit occurred on World War I's Western Front in France. On this date in 1921, U.S. President Warren Harding urged every young man to attend military training camp. 1923, Harry Houdini, while suspended upside down 40 feet above the ground, escaped from a straitjacket. And in 1935, on this date, U.S. Senator Huey Long of Louisiana made the longest speech on Senate record. The speech took 15 and a half hours and was filled by 150,000 words. And that's what happened on this day in history. All right, let's do some more trivia. And by the way, this is the Sizzling Summer Giveaway, the Offbeat News and Trivia, WWGH Sizzling Summer Giveaway. We are giving away two tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, a gas card, and an oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. One lucky listener wins all that. We will draw a name on June 26th at 4:55 p.m. You can sign up once every week, so you can sign up now if you haven't already by calling and answering a trivia question. So that's a pretty nice prize pack, And then for our weekly drawing, we're giving away our smaller gift at 4:55 this afternoon. We're giving away a $5 gift card to Starbucks. So that's what we are doing today. And here's some more trivia questions, and we'll add some more on to what we already have. Jousting was a popular sport for who? From the 11th century through the 16th century. What year did the Empire State Building first open? The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? One of the world's most famous car races is called the Indy what? One of the world's most famous car races is called the Indy what? In an American football, a team gets 6 points for what? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Is it called the Indy 500?
It's called the Indy 500.
Finally got one.
You got one. All right. And this is Judy, right?
Yes.
All right. We already got you in, so all right.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Very good. And as a reminder, you're allowed to answer a maximum of two trivia questions during the program, and we appreciate you calling very much. Right. One more. Let's do one more trivia question here. How many Crayola crayon colors are there? Can you tell me how many Crayola crayon colors are there? Yes, there's quite a few of them, actually. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
I'm the Crayola crayons. Is it 64?
Nope, not 64. A little bit more than that.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Yep. All righty. Yep, a little bit more than 64. 740-383-9944. Listening online at WWGH1071.com. I want to tell you about the first highway. Next time you sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the highway, remember that at one time, there weren't even any interstates. If, say, you wanted to go from the East Coast to the West Coast, once you left the city streets, you found yourself at first a gravel and then ordinary mud paths that were supposed to be roads. Many were unmarked, and it was anyone's guess exactly where you were or where you were headed. As you got farther west, farther away from the cities and farms, the roads just stopped. And at the very best, you might have a trail or smooth area to follow. In short, driving was pretty much restricted to the cities, where they at least had paved streets. A man by the name of Carl Fisher wanted to change all that. Fisher was president of the Indiana firm called Presto Light. He was also creator of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Fisher wanted to build a coast-to-coast rock road, and to do it, he turned to two Ohio men, Frank Seberling, president of Goodyear in Akron, and Henry Joy, president of the Packard Motor Car Company, which had started in Warren. Joy wanted to name the highway in honor of Abraham Lincoln. He was named president of the Lincoln Highway Association in 1913. What they did was lay out a series of roads that connected cities, towns, and villages across 3,388 miles of America. It stretched from Times Square in New York City to Lincoln Park in San Francisco. It was to be America's first coast-to-coast paved highway. Building it wasn't easy. States, towns, and villages had to cooperate, and there was the question of who would pay for it. But it finally happened, and while a far cry from today's wide interstate expanses, it did tie the country together and provide the first transcontinental highway. It twisted and turned, was only two narrow lanes in many places, and was made of bricks or sometimes just gravel, but it was a highway and it was marked. You could travel and see occasional markers identifying the highway to reassure you that you were not lost. The Ohio section of the highway passed through 11 Ohio counties and 7 county seats. In 1928, Boy Scouts in Ohio placed identifying cement markers along the highway. Only 3 remain today. They can be seen along U.S. Route 30 today in East Canton, Mifflin, and near Dalton. If you are driving along U.S. 30 today and notice a road or highway sign that says Lincoln Way or Lincoln Road, it's part of the original Lincoln Highway that went coast to coast. So thanks to those guys that decided to get it into their head to make a gravel road and eventually become the first highway going across the country. Thank goodness we're not on mud paths today, right? 4:40 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1 behind the yellow microphone here at WWGH. It's time to head down to our classroom. Down the hallway, make a right, and I've written today's weird word of the week on the chalkboard like usual. And today's weird word is virtuoso. Virtuoso. V-I-R-T-U-O-S-O. Virtuoso. It's a noun, and it has several meanings. A person who has a special knowledge or skill in a field. A person who excels in musical technique or execution. A person who has a cultivated appreciation of artistic excellence as a connoisseur or collector of objects of art, antiques, etc. The origin of the word goes way back to the year 1610 to 1620. So that's our weird word for this week, virtuoso. Yes, indeed. Now you can expand your knowledge a little bit, walk up to somebody and use that word and see if they know what you mean, right? Right. All right, we're coming up on a break here in about 3 minutes, but let's see if we can squeeze in some more trivia questions here at WWGH 107.1 FM, your talk radio station. We've got Ladies Corner coming up here shortly. Jousting was a popular sport for who? Or I should say maybe for what group of people? From the 11th century through the 16th century, jousting, popular for what group of people? The Empire State Building first opened in what year? What year did the Empire State Building first open? The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? In American football, a team gets 6 points for what? 740-383-9944. How many Crayola crayon colors are there? How many Crayola crayon colors are there? The most common eye color in the world is what? The most common eye color in the world is what? Can you tell me? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? 740-383-9944. You can sign up for a chance to win our sizzling summer giveaway. We're giving away 2 tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, a $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, a gas card, and an oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. One lucky listener wins that nice prize pack, and you can call once every week to get your name in the drawing. So if you haven't checked in yet this week, give us a call and answer a trivia question, and you can get your name in the drawing. June 26th at 4:55 p.m. is when we're going to draw for this nice prize pack. This week, we have a smaller gift we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon to Starbucks. Got a quick break, and we'll be right back here at WWGH.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. We want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yeah, would there be 144 crayons?
How many again?
144.
100, yeah, there's 144 crayons. Very good. I didn't think I'd get that one. And who's this?
This is Becky Thacker.
Oh, hey, Becky. All right. Very good. I didn't think I'd get that one. Did you have to search that one, or did you know that
one? No, I was just going over how many there were just by the boxes and stuff, and that's the biggest box they make, so I come up with that one.
Oh, okay. All right. You were doing some downright good research then.
Yeah, I don't have no computer or anything like that, so I have to go through and search my mind or my brain, what brain I have.
Right. All right, very good. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh, you have a good day now.
You too, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, 144 Crayola crayons. Also, we want to thank our newest supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate them very, very much for doing so. All right, I want to pass along an announcement. Come and see Lulu Roman live at Perkins Friday, June 28th from 5 to 9 p.m. She's going to be out there signing her book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the autobiography. If you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal, by the way. Perkins at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way. And by the way, Lulu will also be live in studio here at WWGH Friday, June 28th, 10:10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can tune in and listen for that, and then go out to meet her at Perkins from 5 to 9 p.m. Friday, June the 28th. And then gospel group, the Rainies and the Gary Lyons family, will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th, 7 p.m. at Day Spring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141, 740-692-1141. That takes care of our announcements. It is time to head into our Ladies' Corner. And I have a recipe here you can find on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. You can find the recipe there. It's triple berry trifle. Triple berry trifle is what we have for you today. And here's the ingredients. 2 3.4-ounce packages of instant cheesecake flavor pudding mix. Could be replaced with vanilla flavored pudding if you can't find the cheesecake flavored pudding. 4 cups of milk. Angel food cake, about 12 ounces cut into pieces. 1 cup chopped strawberries. 1 cup blueberries. 1 cup chopped raspberries. And 12-ounce Cool Whip or homemade whipped cream. Here's the instructions. Add pudding mix and milk to a large bowl and make according to package directions. Add about half of the angel food cake pieces to the trifle dish. Top with about half of the prepared pudding. Top pudding with half cup of each kind of berry. Top berries with about half of the Cool Whip. Finish off trifle with additional berries on top. Refrigerate for about 2 to 3 hours until ready to serve. And once again, triple berry trifle is what that is. And you can find that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Well, we have about 3 minutes left until we do our drawing for the Starbucks gift card, the $5 Starbucks gift card, our smaller gift this week. And then you can call in and sign up for a chance to win June 26th at 4:55 p.m., our Offbeat News and Trivia Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway. And that is 2 tickets to Kings Island, courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH, a $10 gift card to Applebee's, $10 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, a gas card, and an oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And you can call once a week and sign up for that. So if you haven't signed up for the week, give us a call and answer a trivia question at 740-383-9944 and get your name in that drawing. And so you'll want to do that. Let's see. Jousting was a popular sport for who? From the 11th century through the 16th century, for what group of people was jousting popular? What year did the Empire State Building first open? Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Your 6 points is a touchdown.
Yes, that's right. The 6 points is a touchdown.
Yeah, I figured since it was getting to the end, I'd go ahead and answer since nobody called in.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, we just got about 2 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
That's my buddy Ralph.
Yeah, I was going to say on your recipes, I like that. We don't do Facebook or have a computer or anything, but we try to write down as fast as we can while you're giving it out.
Oh,
okay, great.
Yeah, we try to keep up with it that way, but we're not into savvy on that computer stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
All right, we'll let you go then, Nate.
Okay, hey, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, yes, with that 6 points was the touchdown, so we got that. If anybody wants to take a shot at any of the rest of these, 740-383-9944, we have just about a minute before we do our drawing, find out who wins this $5 gift card to Starbucks. That's what's in this week. Plus, get signed up for the Sizzlin' Summer Prize Giveaway, the big drawing on June the 26th. You can sign up once a week for that particular one. The world's most expensive Barbie doll sold for $302,500. Why so much? Can you tell me why so much? We got the answer to the Crayola Crayons question. The most common eye color in the world is what? The most common eye color in the world is what? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? 740-383-9944 here real quickly. And you can get signed up for the drawing here and answer one of these trivia questions. I appreciate everybody that plays every week and gives me a call. Appreciate watching that phone line light up. And music to our ears when that phone does ring. All right, it's time to do the drawing. So we're going to find out who our winners are, who our winner is this week for the gift card. All right. All right, we have a name, and the winner happens to be Becky Thacker. Becky Thacker, congratulations. You won the $5 gift card to Starbucks. So you can go get you a coffee or whatever it is you like from Starbucks. A Frappuccino, a Cappuccino. I lose track of whatever, you know, they sell just about everything. So I lose track of what all they sell. But you can go out there and enjoy yourself a coffee or what have you. So congratulations, Becky Thacker. You can pick that up right here at 559 East Center Street, right between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire. And we'll leave it for you back in the room, and you can pick that up Monday through Thursday from 9 to 12, and on Fridays from 9 to 3 is the hours there. Let me do part two of Ladies' Corner in the time remaining. What you need to plan a perfect picnic. While a picnic basket is always a great idea, don't forget a cooler or two to keep things consistently chilled, preferably insulated, with the addition of some frozen ice packs. When packing perishable foods in a cooler, make sure they are already chilled and the cooler is packed with plenty of ice or ice packs to keep them cold. Tip, larger ice packs or chunks of ice stay frozen longer. The perfect spot, try to find a spot in the shade, at least enough shade to keep the cooler in so the items inside stay colder longer. Bring a tablecloth or picnic blanket. Even if picnic tables are around, it's a good idea to have a tablecloth in case the table is too worn or dirty, or lay the cloth out and have a picnic on the ground. Keep it simple. Dinnerware for a small group, consider reusables, which are more earth-friendly. For a big crowd, disposable is probably the way to go. Make a checklist a few days in advance. It's the best way to guarantee you won't forget anything. Games are always a good idea for a picnic, and make sure you pack a trash bag for cleanup. So there we go. We have our Ladies' Corner for this week. How to plan a perfect picnic. And we got the dessert in there, too, which you can find on my Facebook page if you just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Well, it is quitting time already. Today has just flown right past. I appreciate all the phone calls and everybody playing the trivia. We'll do it again next Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. That's when we're here every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Feel free to send me an email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Of course, Facebook, just search Radio Nate. And, of course, you can keep it right here all evening long for the best in talk radio, 107.1 WWGH and WWGH1071.com. Until next week, Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1, I will talk to you later. More programming straight ahead.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. I always wish that would happen. I wish I would have a part of it. And I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Look, you know, when you born and raised up in this violence, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white, then you just, oh, you can't go in there because that's white, that's white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there, oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black, and a lot of white people like